Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The day before Thanksgiving is just like another day on the food giveaway lines in this time of COVID. Our Glenn Schuck reports from Hackensack.
For the past 11 years, the Salvation Army tradition here has been to provide a pre-Thanksgiving breakfast to hundreds. But of course, 2020, so they turned the parking lot here at Eastwood College into a food distribution, large boxes of breakfast items.
In the box, there are eggs, pancake mix, milk, peppers, potatoes, sausages, bacon, onions, a box that hopefully will help them with their part of the Thanksgiving celebration for breakfast.
As Gordon Sparks, the administrator with Salvation Army New Jersey, says he's been overwhelmed not only by financial help, which they can always use, but by those who have come out to volunteer. After this man got his breakfast box, he couldn't thank the Salvation Army enough.
They're the most kindest group, and so whatever kudos you could give them, please do.
Now, this is a scene playing out all around our area, a massive spike in demand, but it seems there's a huge spike in generosity, too. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, on Moore Street in Hackensack.